I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
And it's another Oompa Hour. Coming out of your radio or your whatever. And splat, landing right there in front of you. Oh, welcome to another hour of great old-time music here on Tim's Oompa Hour. What's in the stack of records this week? I have no idea. But I'm thinking I might sneak in another Halloween polka. Because there's a teeny-weeny, itty-bitty chance that there could be somebody listening on Halloween yet, depending on what stations you're at and where they're playing the show and all that kind of stuff. And that coupled with the fact that I found another Halloween polka that I didn't know about a week ago, because last week we did play Eddie Lawrence doing the Lichtensteiner Polka, and I found another one since then that I didn't know about. And, I mean, maybe I knew about it 50 years ago and I forgot. See, that's a possibility. But to me, it seems new. So I may sneak that in this hour during the show sometime. So if you're a Halloween music fan, be prepared for another Halloween-style polka. Other than that, we press onward. Let's get things rolling this week with Marion Lush and the Musical Stars. It's the Young Years Polka.
Stary Kunisiu, usiądź sobie. Nie jesteś młody, jeno stary. Siwy się robisz i starzejesz. Te młode lata więcej nie masz.
Te młode lata nam uciekli i tylko pamiątki nam zostali. Hey! Te młode lata nam uciekli i tylko pamiątki nam zostali.
Hey! Tego relasy dobrze znamy i każdą drogę my kochamy. Drogi Konisiu, czy pamiętasz, jakieś ty latał w ten piękny las?
Te młode lata nam uciekli i tylko pamiątki nam zostali.
Hey!
Te młode lata nam uciekli i tylko pamiątki nam zostali.
Nam Pan Bóg daje życie, życie nam daje i odbierze. To Jego prawo zawsze było i zawsze będzie.
Te młode lata nam uciekli i tylko pamiątki nam zostali.
Hey!
Te młode lata nam uciekli i tylko pamiątki nam zostali.
Yeah, that works. We're only 3 minutes into this thing, and we're already having a good time. There's Marion Lush and the Musical Stars, the Young Years Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're along for another one. Man, I tell you what, the house is so clean. It's because my son is coming to visit. He's coming up from Kansas. You know, we're in northern Minnesota. I don't think he's been home to visit for, like, probably 3 years. Because, you know, people work, and there's kids, and there's school, and there's stuff, and It's a long way, and they usually want to come at Christmas, and we talk them out of it, because driving from Kansas to northern Minnesota in December is a dangerous proposition, especially when you have little kids with you. And this year he was going to come for Christmas, and I was like, why don't you come for Halloween? The weather's going to be nicer. And then, of course, it's 40 degrees and raining, but... So, yeah, as I speak right now, he has just entered southern Minnesota. So that'll be it. So the wife has gone into super cleaning mode because, you know, like she doesn't think he remembered what the house looked like when he grew up here. It's never this clean in real life. Jeez. But anyway, so we're looking forward to that. We're all, I don't know, I've already started listening to Christmas music in the car. I'll admit it. I don't know. It just, it's because it's fun. I don't know. I won't be starting it here until Thanksgiving. So don't worry. Let's do a Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips, one of my all-time favorite names for a polka band. Let's do those boombas, shall we? Caught me with the fake ending. I was about ready to jump in there. I hate that when they do that on a record. Anyway, there you have Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Have we discussed my frustration with refrigeration? This is going to be one of those weeks. I'm telling you, there's trouble brewing. If you remember on the show, if you're a long-time listener to the show, you can remember, this is interesting. This is interesting. It was probably maybe 4 years ago, maybe longer. Well, our refrigerator conked out, and it was only a few months old, and it was under warranty. And I kept you updated on the story of the attempted warranty repairs on our refrigerator that dragged on for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. And under warranty, and then they couldn't get it done. And when that happened, my son was on his way here just like he is right now. That may be the last time he was here. And so finally, we, like the 2 days before company came, we went and bought a new refrigerator because the one that was only a few months old and under warranty, they couldn't manage to fix it. And I was really upset. And we bought a new one. And the story goes on and on about that. Well, now, in the last week, our deep freeze quit working. And it's 5 months old. And not only that, it was made in the USA. I'm beginning to think I should have bought a Chinese one. I don't know. But we bought a new deep freeze last fall, well, spring, summer, I guess. It's 5 months ago, whenever that is. And not a big one, but it's down in the basement. Plugged it in. It's been working fine. And here about 3-4 days ago, the wife went down to get something out of the deep freeze, and it wasn't freezing. The stuff way in the bottom was frozen. The stuff up at the top wasn't. And this is a real simple machine. It didn't even have a fan in it. And, of course, got a 1-year warranty. You think we could find a receipt not to save our life? So I assume I'll just have to put it out on the curb and, you know, give it away as a vault for storing, you know, valuables or something and go get another one. We'll keep you updated on how that works. Refrigeration and I are not getting along this last few years. And once again, my son is coming. I begin to think he is bad luck when it comes to refrigeration. Don't know. Got Bernie Roberts in the orchestra here on turntable number 2. Ready to go. We normally hear this one by Whoopi John, actually, but here's Bernie Roberts. And here's Shotzi.
I call you Shotzi cause I love you so. Shotzi, Shotzi, my heart is with you everywhere you go. Shotzi, Shotzi, I have this feeling for you from the start. Shotzi, Shotzi, you be my Shotzi, I'll be yours. Sweetheart, Shotzi, my dear, is a lovely word. Maybe you've guessed what it means, but just in case you haven't heard, it's sweetheart of all my dreams. Shotzi, Shotzi, let's tie the knot and say we'll never part. Shotzi, I'll be your sweetheart. Shotzi, my dear, is a lovely word. Maybe you've guessed what it means, but just in case you haven't heard, it's sweetheart of all my dreams. Shotzi, Shotzi, let's tie the knot and say we'll never part. Shotzi, you be my Shotzi, I'll be your sweetheart.
Yo, Shotzi, it says right on the record, Shotzi means sweetheart. For those of you that don't speak German, I guess, Bernie Roberts and the orchestra out of Juneau, Wisconsin, says so right on the record with the Bernie Roberts Singers. Ooh, that sounds fancy. There's Shotzi for you here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum, shall we? Because you should visit them. Even if you can't go there, you can visit them online. Check the place out. We're talking 1,400 accordions in one place. Think about how many reeds that is. Wow. They have the accordion repair and technician school. They have the concert hall. They have all sorts of research materials. A lot of memorabilia. A lot of, I want to say knickknacks, but that's not right. I guess memorabilia is the word I wanted. Anyway, they're in Superior, Wisconsin. You can visit them in real life. If you're going to be in the area, by all means, check them out. All their contact information is on their website. They can do tours and stuff, too. Like, maybe you got a busload. Ooh, they love that. Maybe you got a busload from, I don't know, like Chicago coming through, or a busload from Pennsylvania coming through. And you think it'd be cool if you had, like, you know, 47 people come in and do a tour. They would be glad to set you up with a tour. Check them out online. You can see some pictures and read a lot of history. WorldofAccordions.org is where they are on the interwebs, all right? WorldofAccordions.org. Check them out. Let's do the Naturals. Whitey is doing the singing on this one. It's A Girl to Love.
Mm-hmm. sugar plum. You are my bubble gum. You are the things I like rolled up in one. That twinkle in your eye. Gee, I'm a lucky guy to have a girl like you to love.
She is his sugar plum. She is his bubble gum. She is the things he likes rolled up in one. That twinkle in her eye. Gee, he's a lucky guy to have a girl like her to love.
I want to hold you tight. And when it's time, I want to kiss goodnight. That twinkle in your eye. Gee, I'm a lucky guy to have a girl like you do love.
He wants to hold her close. He wants to hold her tight. And when it's time, he wants to kiss goodnight. That twinkle in her eye. Gee, he's a lucky guy to have a girl to love.
To dance and sing, I wanna do my thing, but most of all, give you a diamond ring. That twinkle in your eye, gee, I'm a lucky guy to have a girl like you to love.
He wants to dance and sing, he wants to do his thing, but most of all, give her a diamond ring. That twinkle in her eye, gee, he's a lucky guy to have a girl to love.
With Whitey singing and a girl to love polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldies show. Now, back in the 50s, you probably remember, there were some budget record labels that they would put out, popular songs by artists you may or may not have known. And they often put out records on various colors of vinyl to make the records kind of a novelty. And one of those labels was Royal. They put out some good stuff. I have one. I have a polka we're going to play on the Royal record label. It's a bright, translucent red record with a bright blue label. I mean, this baby stands out. And I don't play it that often because, well, it's kind of an unknown dude. And I don't play it that often because of the Too Fat Polka. And you know what? With political correctness and everything these days, you can only play it about every other week. No, I don't know, but it's just another version of a song everybody knows. Here's Slim Bryant and the Too Fat Polka.
Oh, here's a silly ditty, you can sing it right away. Now here is what you say, so sing it while you may. Here's a silly jingle, you can sing it night or noon. Here's the words, that's all you need, cause I just sing the tune.
Oh, I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat for me, she's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her, please do that for me. She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me. I get dizzy, I get numb, oh, when I'm dancing with my chum, 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 oh. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat for me, she's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me. Can she prance up a hill? No, 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 no. Can she dance a quadrille? No, 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 no. Does she fit in my coupe? By herself, she's a crew.
possibly sit upon my knee. No, no, no. Oh,
I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me.
She's just right for me.
She's too fat for me.
I don't want her, you can have her. Please do that for me.
She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me. She's a twosome, she's a foursome. If she'd lose some, I would like her more some.
I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me.
She's just right for me.
She's too fat for me.
I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me.
She's too fat, she's too fat, she's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me. She's too fat for me. She's too fat for me. I don't want her, you can have her. She's too fat for me. She's too fat.
There you go. Slim Bryant there. See, that was kind of fun. A lot of other little dudes in the band singing along with there. That is the Too Fat Polka. And then in parentheses it says, she's too fat for me. So there you go. Oh, maybe next time we'll play the other side. It's the Echo Polka on the flip side. That's probably pretty good, too. Is it too early in the show for a waltz? No, I don't think so. No, in fact, I'm sure it's not. Let's do our waltz. We always do at least one in every show, or at least we try. Let's do it. How about the Ivan Kale Band from Norwood, Minnesota? There's a vintage 45 right here. Here is the Blossom Waltz.
Thank you.
right, there you go. The Ivan Cale Band there doing the Blossom Waltz. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Let us remind you that if you have a request, dedication, question, comment, whatever, you want to get a message to Oompa Hour headquarters, there are many ways to do that. First of all, you can use the bat signal. I realize that Batman, the real Batman, Adam West, passed away a few years ago. But here at the Oompa Hour, should we see the bat signal, we shall respond in his place, all right? Or you can use the phone. You can leave a message, voice message, or send a text to area code 218-259-2985. That's 218-259-2985. Or you can email oompahour at AOL.com. Or you can Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Any of those can get a request, dedication, question, whatever, to us. All right. Now, I told you that I was going to sneak in another Halloween-themed polka this week, and let's do it now. Because I know there's some people could still be in a Halloween mood. You might have a late Halloween party. And heaven knows your kids or your grandkids have not finished all the candy. Here's a secret. My grandson, you've heard me talk about him, he's five now, is a candy hoarder. He's just like my sister. We go trick-or-treating when we were kids, and my sister would have candy a year later. And, you know, my stuff's gone in like 3 weeks. And with her, it's like, you know, it's July, and she's still eating Kit Kats. And used to drive me nuts. Well, my grandson is that way. He's still got a giant pumpkin head pail bag thing jam full of candy from last Halloween. And you know he's going to do at least as much this year, because you get older, you get better at hitting up people for the candy. We could open a little candy store and sell year-old Halloween candy. And, of course, you can't touch it. He knows exactly what's in there. What is with these kids anyway? So I have some Bob McFadden records, and Bob was a funny guy. He did a lot of cartoon voices. He did a lot of comedy records. He did a lot of comedy sketches. Rod McEwen wrote this song, and Bob recorded it. And last week, of course, we played Eddie Lawrence doing the Frankensteiner polka. And I tend to think this one is slightly more Slovenian, since it's the Transylvania polka. Are you ready? Dancers and Draculas alike. Here's Bob McFadden.
One for the mummy, two for the show, three for Transylvania, and go, man, go!
Polka time in Transylvania, what do you think about that?
If somebody kisses you on the neck, it may be a big black bat.
Polka time in Transylvania, whether you're young or old.
Don't be alarmed when you find out the hand you hold is cold. Shall we dance?
Polka time in Transylvania goes a little bit like this.
Clap your hands and stomp your feet and wait for a vampire's kiss.
Polka time in Transylvania, let your worries cease.
Dance until the sun goes down and lay the rest in peace.
That's what I like. A happy ending.
There you go. A little Bob McFadden record for you there. It's polka time in Transylvania. I don't think there's a lot of other places on the planet where you're going to hear that one. And now I put it away till next year. Will I remember that it exists next year? And if so, will I remember where I put it? These are the many questions that boggle our minds. All right. Let's see here. Over on turntable number two, I have Marta Miskiewicz. In a record, they probably pressed up like 100 of these records. But if you live any place where it snows and there's ice and freezing, thank heaven it's not here yet, but it's a-coming. This is called Our Car Does the Pothole Polka.
We turn to the left, we turn to the right. Up here any minute, we drove out of sight. This pothole's the bigger and deeper each day. Our tie is a flat, but the rims are okay. Our car can do the pothole polka. You want to see, it isn't easy. Our car just does the pothole polka and scares the air right out of me. It's hard to see potholes whenever it rains. This way at the road crews and just call them names. Our heads hit the roof, so I jam on the brakes. Sometimes we go airborne, if that's what it takes. Our car can do the pothole polka. You have to see, it isn't easy. Our car just does the pothole polka and scares the air right out of me.
There you go. Our car does the old pothole polka, especially around Minnesota, and I would think anywhere in the upper Midwest with all the snow and the ice and all that stuff there. Marta Miskiewicz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and sitting here ready to go, it's the Happy Louie Orchestra, and I expect you to sing along because it's called the Sing-Along Medley.
Trzymała chusteczkiem, jedwabną chusteczkiem, jedwabną. Obiecała i trzymała chusteczkiem, jedwabną chusteczkiem, jedwabną. Podlas, ja cię wiem jeszcze raz i tam się rozjedziemy. Jakiem do wojska rukował, jakiem do wojska rukował, szablę do boku pasował, szablę. najmilejsza, smuci się, moja najmilejsza, smuci się. Zabla przy boku świeci się, moja najmilejsza, smuci się, moja najmilejsza, smuci się.
All right, there you have the sing-along medley there. Happy Louie and the Orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, of course, you would have had to be able to sing along in Polish, which leaves out most of us, I would bet. Eh, maybe not. No, I bet so. I don't know. Anyway, Frankie Yankovic up next. You can't miss with a Yankovic polka. You really can't. And it's interesting for many reasons, because first of all, this record's on RCA, and as you probably know, Frankie was on Columbia Records for a billion years, so that seems weird to me. It's Hey Bob Reba, and then in parentheses under that, it says it's the Cafe Polka, and I guess maybe it is. I guess I never really thought about it. Does the same song have two titles? And then, you might remember, it's always been Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks, if the guys are singing. That doesn't say that. It's Frankie Yankovic and the Yankovic Singers. So I wonder if when he recorded at RCA, he couldn't use the name of the Yanks from Columbia. I don't know. I'm completely speculating. The song itself is just fine. It's just the weirdos like me that tend to overthink it.
Let's go, fellas. Hey, Bob Reba.
Frankie Yankovic and the Yankovic Singers there, the Cafe Polka, a.k.a. Hey Bob Reba, it says on the record. I was laughing because I just saw a post from a friend of mine on the interwebs, and all he did was post a name and nothing else on his Facebook. And he posted the name Maynard G. Krebs, and I immediately cracked up. And I just, how many of you know who Maynard G. Krebs is? Remember, played by Bob Denver who was later Gilligan. But before that, he was Maynard G. Krebs on the many Loves of Dobie Gillis. Remember that show? What a great show! I got a bunch of those on VHS tapes, and I think the player might still work. Haven't fired that up for a while. Oh, remember Dobie Gillis? That was like the best show. I'm trying to remember the theme song. It'll come to me. Dobie, it's a jazz thing. Dobie wants a gal who's dreamy. Dobie wants a gal who's creamy. Dobie wants a gal to call his own. Remember that? All right, now we're done having flashbacks. Jeez. You just never know what's going to happen with this show, I tell you. I think my coffee was a little extra strong today, because I'm having trouble with my coffee pot, too. It's only about 40 years old. It's one of those first ones where the coffee pees out and goes into the thing, you know, like Mr. Coffee or whatever. And it has the pause and pour feature, and it's all screwed up. And the coffee doesn't go through very good, so it takes forever to get a pot of coffee out of it. And so that means the coffee cooks longer in the grounds than it should. I think I'm having extra high-power coffee. Here's Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra. And you know what? It's just another polka. Now I'm going to have that one stuck in my head the rest of the day. Jeez, it's one of those songs. All right, let's go back for an oldie. They're all oldies because they're all on records. The newest thing we got in here is 40 years old. But this is an old oldie that's really old. There's Whoopi John and his band, not his orchestra. And it's the Whoopi John Polka. And this is going to sound authentically like an old record because it is. Thank you. There you go, Whoopi John's Band and the Whoopi John Polka. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. And I think we're going to be able to squeak in a couple of more songs anyway. We'll see how it works out. This next song, I got so many Lil Wally records in the stack. I don't know, I must have hit a Lil Wally area in the shelf over here. So I'm going to play Thanks for a Wonderful Evening. But I'm used to hearing it by Don Peachy's band. The Lil Wally record doesn't come around very often. So here we go. Lil Wally with the Harmony Boys, of course. And Thanks for a Wonderful Evening.
Wonderful memories, the laughter and joy that we shared. Your goodnight kisses just sent me to want you, to love you and care.
There. Thanks for a Wonderful Evening. It's Lil Wally and Harmony Boys Orchestra. I think we're going to squeak in an Elmer Scheid and maybe a little number from Stardust yet, huh? I'll play this and then I'll see what I can do.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, now I told you I had an Elmer Scheid record sitting over here. Elmer Scheid and his Hulurai Band, as a matter of fact. I bet you can guess. This is Elsie's Hulurai.
Thank you.
Good one there from Elmer Scheid and his Hulurai Band. That's just fun to say, Hulurai Band. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. Let's sneak one more in here, shall we? Oh, yeah, we got plenty of time. You see a ton of records by Stardust out there. Stardust on Stardust Records. A lot of 45s in the world. And for some reason, they seem to be shunned. And I don't know why. They seem like perfectly good records, good as any other to me. I don't know. And even I shy away from them. But every now and then, like Just Because Polka is a standard, we all know it. Why would you not play the record by Stardust? Right? Right. So I'm gonna. Yo, that's Stardust on Stardust Records, and that is the Just Because Polka, quite obviously, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, and the old clock on the wall says I'd have to find a song about 2 minutes long to fit another one in here, and that ain't gonna happen anytime soon. Not that there aren't some, but that I could find one that fast is not likely, so let's roll a theme song and get out of here, huh?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEDS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.